and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour here on this Hump Day Wednesday, July 15, 2026 edition. Your defending fathers, Chuck and Randy Bishop, here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now, as soon as we unmute his microphone, is Pastor Ralph Rebant. He is a pastor. He ran for governor back in 2022. He appeared on the primary ballot. He also was running for governor this year. There were some things that happened, and we're going to talk to Ralph about all of that. Joining us on the show again, Ralph Rebant. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Randy. Always good to be with you, my friend.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Ralph, for making the time. I know you're crazy busy. You've been out with Perry Johnson on his Save the Ticket tour, bus tour. But let's back the bus up a little bit and talk about this campaign cycle. You'd been running. You'd made the decision. You and Carol talked about it, prayed about it. You put your campaign together. You started campaigning. You started going to events. You tried to get signatures to make it on the ballot, and we all know the story. I've read it on MERS News Service as you were challenging the Board of Canvassers. The bottom line, it was determined that you fell a little short of getting the sufficient number of signatures to be on the ballot August 4th. I know you were disappointed. It was very devastating to you and Carol, the family, but you went through that. Tell the folks quickly here, about a minute, 2 minutes, that experience and what you went through this year.
Well, you know, we're convinced we did not fall short. Randy, we have we collected over 20,000 signatures. We went through over a period of a few weeks and deleted, crossed out names that were in the wrong county, did all the typical things you do. So sure. when we turned in our 18,214 signatures, we are, I would say, 99% sure, 100% sure that we had enough signatures to get on the ballot. But the problem was, as you know, the Bureau of Elections does a sampling, 750 signature sampling out of the entire amount that you turn in. And when they did our sampling, they said we had 533 good and 217 that were not accurate. We ran those 217 that they said were insufficient signatures through an AI program that verifies signatures, and that came up with another 100 plus that, if you add that to our 533, we had enough signatures to get on the ballot. So we appealed it quickly, though. We appealed it. The Board of Canvassers basically rubber stamped the policy. Now, the problem is that the 750 signature sampling is not law. The Bureau of Elections does not have the ability to make that a standard for themselves. So they asked in 2024, after they put it in their policy manual in 2023, they asked the legislature to put it into law. So the legislature passed a law. I mean, I passed a bill. They put it in front of Governor Whitmer, and Governor Whitmer said, this is not the democratic process. You need to count every signature. You need to look at every signature, just like you need to look at every vote. So she vetoed that bill. So it's never become law, Randy. And for your hearers, what they did to me was illegal. So we are taking it to the federal court level. Get it out of Michigan, where it's the good old boy, back up your, cover the backs of your people below you. And we're going to take it all the way to the Supreme Court if we have to.
Very cool. Well, we're going to talk about that process. We're going to talk about exactly where, what that means going forward for this August 4th primary, and what potentially could happen in that August 4th primary. And then also, you had come out and made a decision in light of this long dragged out court process, this legal battle that you're going to be fighting. You've made a decision to endorse Perry Johnson. He is on the ballot. We're going to talk about all that more with Ralph Rebant, pastor, great friend, Christian brother. We're going to talk about the Republican primary on August 4th. We'll be right back.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
This is Perry Johnson, the Trump conservative for governor. I'm an outsider businessman, not a career politician. I spent my life bringing quality and efficiency to over 60,000 companies. In fact, they call me the quality guru. My first priority as governor will be my mega audit, the Michigan Efficiency Government Audit, that will find the fraud in state government and Jocelyn Benson's election office and eliminate it. By implementing my mega audit, we will save the taxpayers millions and return it to you with my 4747 income tax elimination plan and property tax reform. My Perry Johnson 4747 plan will put $4,747 in your pocket every year. And seniors deserve a better deal on property taxes. This message paid for by Perry Johnson for governor. And I approve this message so that we can finally bring quality and efficiency to state government.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
Get ready, Michigan. Saturday, July 25th, Rock Michigan Red comes to Liberty Mountain, USA in Farwell, Michigan in Clare County. Don't miss the Motor City Madman himself, Ted Nugent, live on the mountain for a night of music, energy, and Michigan pride. Bring your friends, bring your family, and be part of one unforgettable summer event at Liberty Mountain, USA. For tickets and full event details, go to libertymountainusa.com, click on events, and get your tickets today.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Staying through the break is Ralph Rebant. He was running for governor, unfortunately, is not on the ballot August 4th. is going to continue fighting the good fight through the court system. We definitely need to change that rule, administrative rule by the Bureau of Elections, Ralph. But more importantly, we have to go forward. And you have prayed about this. You sat. Did you actually have an opportunity to sit down with Perry Johnson and spend some time with him before you made the decision to endorse him?
Yeah, well, I didn't sit down face to face, but we had several phone calls and I asked him a bunch of questions. And, you know, Trucker Randy, he has won my heart. He's the outsider. I mean, I could tell you all the reasons. Maybe I should do that. But I just respect him so much. And I'm just honored to be a part of his team right now. Just for your listeners, he has not given me a dime. He hasn't bought my endorsement. I've always said I can't be bought. And he has just been very welcoming to me. And I'm just so thankful to be able to be on his team. But I'm more than happy to talk about the reasons why, if you'd like.
Absolutely. Because here's the main thing that a lot of people are really being influenced by. And it's already affected a good candidate down in the 10th Congressional District. Robert Lugeri suspended his campaign running for Congress. He announced last year, raised over $700,000, was going to be the first Albanian American to be a congressman in Washington, D.C. And then the Michael Bouchard Jr. parachuted into the race after serving in Iraq. And his father, of course, you know him, I know him personally, Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard's son, got into that race, and Donald Trump endorsed him. Well, it basically, for all practical purposes, killed Lugeri's campaign. He drops out, and now Trump's endorsed candidate most likely is going to win the nomination to replace John James in that seat, the 10th Congressional District in Washington. Here's my problem. I think Donald Trump got bad advice in both of those endorsements, but especially coming out and endorsing John James, who he, President Trump, said previously, Ralph, he wanted him to stay in Congress. He did not want him to run for governor. Selfishly, he wanted him to continue keeping the Republican majority in Congress, but yet he turns around and endorses. I think he got bad advice in both cases. And it's already affecting a lot of people I'm seeing on social media. Well, if President Trump wants him, that's who I'm voting for. What is your perspective of that entire process?
Well, as you know, Randy, I think I'd have to go back and look. As much as I love President Trump, he is getting bad information from people. Last time I counted, I think it was 0-15 in terms of his endorsements winning the final seat. And I would love to know who's been giving him the information. But here's what I have heard from reliable sources. And these are people that know President Trump, that worked on his team. They said that John James, through his attorney went to talk to President Trump and basically said, if you don't endorse John James, he's not going to give you positive votes for the rest of the summer or whenever Congress meets until his term ends. He will not vote, or he'll stay abstain. Well, that's blackmail or twisting one's arm. But President Trump needs, that's why he said, don't leave the seat. President Trump needed John James in that seat because we hardly have the advantage there. So my point is, that was a disappointment to me. But I'm convinced, Randy, that Perry's going to win this. There's polling that's being done right now, and I'm privy to that, where it shows John James and Perry at a statistical tie. When I say statistical, it's 1 point difference depending on the questions that are asked and how you look at it.
Sure.
And, Mike Cox is showing up on, 10 to 12%. And all I can say is that I'm convinced Perry's going to win. John James is, he just put out a commercial that Perry outsourced jobs. Perry's business doesn't outsource anything. He helps companies in countries all around the world, but he doesn't outsource. He doesn't deal with anything. Intellectual property is what he deals with to help companies become better. And it was just an outright lie. And I told Perry, I said, they can lie about you, but just make sure you tell the truth about them. And he's doing
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
He's letting people know that John James's commercial is an absolute lie.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that I thought was so funny when I saw that commercial, Perry Johnson, his business is consulting. His business is advising companies how to run their companies more efficiently. How can you outsource that when it's intellectual property, words coming out of your mouth? How can he possibly outsource anything? It's ridiculous.
It is. It's just, it shows the desperation of the James campaign. That's all I can say.
Well, on this point, other endorsements, not only yours, where I would hope all of your supporters, people that were going to vote for you on August 4th, will vote based on your endorsement of Perry Johnson. But also, Ryan Kelly, he got some huge numbers when he ran for governor back in, I believe it was 22. Yep. And also, Carla Wagner of Ask My Tax. I had a two-hour phone conversation with Carla after she counted all the signatures, and we fell very short of putting it on the ballot this year. I said, Carla, you need to talk to Perry Johnson. He's already eliminating income tax. Well, he shouldn't be doing that. He should be doing I said, Carla, he's going to get the millionaires to come here. The wealthy individuals, people, Ralph, that you and I only dream about making $10, $20 million a year, never going to make that kind of money. You're never going to make that kind of money.
Right.
But those people will come to Michigan because of eliminating the state income tax. What do rich people do with their money? They invest it. They open up businesses. They make money with their money. I said, Carla, they will get the jobs increase here. That requires young people to move here. Get rid of the property tax for seniors. Perry's told me personally, there's no reason why anybody that's on Medicare, 65 years old, Ralph, should be paying property taxes on a house they paid their entire life to pay off that 30-year mortgage. Why are they still paying property taxes when they have no kids in school? This
exactly.
is the first top priority, Perry John. And I know you've talked to him because you very much embraced eliminating the property taxes. Did you and Perry talk about that?
Yes, we have. We've had several conversations. In fact, Randy, it's been my pleasure actually to ride around on the bus on Monday and on Tuesday. We were on the plane. We went to Marquette, to Traverse City, and then to a rally in Macomb County. And I can tell you firsthand, after spending two full days, I mean full days, with him and his team, I'm impressed. And it takes a lot to impress me because, you know, being in this political realm, it's been very, it's dirty politics. And I can tell you that Perry's team is top-notch. They're honest. They're looking out for the people of Michigan. And again, that's why I'm behind Perry. You know, Trucker, he's the only outsider in this race that's left. I mean, I was when I was in it, but he is the only outsider left. And, you know, as I've been traveling around Michigan the last 5 years, working through our ministry, Michigan Lighthouse Ministries, getting the church involved in registering to vote and everything else and the importance of voting, everybody from churches that are Democratic leaning to Republicans to people who are independents, they've all said, we're tired of career politicians. They're the ones that have gotten us into this mess. The establishment does not deserve another chance at trying to fix this state. We need an outsider. That's Perry Johnson. And I am convinced that what he says is true. He's kind of like Donald Trump. You had alluded to that earlier. He's like Donald Trump, where he understands contracts. And if he says he's going to do something, he'll do it. And I'm convinced of that.
Well, now one topic again, because a lot of my listeners said, Randy, eliminating the state income tax doesn't do anything for me personally. But if Carla Wagner's plan, your plan, which you embraced on your governorship campaign, eliminating property taxes, again, I want to ask a very specific question to make sure people who are supporting you, supporting Carla Wagner, have you asked Perry specifically about what is his plan to eliminate, or in his ad he says reform, property taxes? Did you have that discussion specifically either with him and or his team?
Yes. I'm sorry I did not answer that specifically. But yes, I have had that conversation with Perry sitting right across from me in the plane. And his answer to that, and he's right, it takes a constitutional amendment. But to reform it at the level of, you know, seniors, that can happen quickly. And so, you know, he's been talking about income tax a lot, but he it is on his radar. And one of the things I mentioned yesterday was people have asked me, so, Ralph, what if you become governor and you have a Democratic House and a Democratic Senate? How are you going to get this property tax thing passed?
Sure.
Because, you know, property tax affects everyone. I said, well, what I will do is I will call out those people in whatever district they're in and say, I've got 4 years. You elected me for 4 years. Your representative's only in there for two. So I will help you find somebody who's going to vote in favor of removing property tax so that you can have that break and actually own your home. I shared that with the team yesterday. And that's the route I would go. And if I was in Perry's administration, that's the direction I would go as well. You know, we've got to get rid of these people who are in it for themselves.
Yes.
Their next election, because that's all they think about. We have to have people that are thinking about the next generation. And that's another thing that drew me to Perry. Go ahead.
Well, that process, what you just described, forget the signatures. It does take a constitutional amendment to amend our Constitution. However, there's a thing called legislative-led initiative.
Yes.
Democrats, okay, state representatives, state senators, Republican Democrats, ask them to go back to their district and ask their constituents, if I voted to put it on the ballot to eliminate your property taxes, would you support me in my next election? I said, I told them it would go 85-90%. It polls at, absolutely. Well, guess what? You only need 2/3 of the legislature to put it on the ballot for us. We don't have to collect one signature.
Right. You're absolutely right. So it's a real possibility, and we have had, to answer your question directly, we have had this conversation. He knows how important it is to me, and I believe he knows how important it is to the people of Michigan. But I think Perry's direction is basically the income tax issues easier to solve right now.
Sure.
And as you said, removing the income tax will attract a lot of wealthy people and businesses, because I've never worked for a poor person and been paid. Every person I've ever worked for has had money, and that's what we need in our state. We need to attract people like that who are willing to open up businesses, and even small businesses, because small businesses in Michigan will attract employees, and that's what
absolutely
we need.
Well, 65-70% of our economy up here in northern Michigan, north of M46, is small businesses. We don't have General Motor plants in the UP. It's that simple. And, you know, the thing of it is, Ralph, people understand that when you fix the state of Michigan, and I truly believe your heart was into it, I believe Carla Wagner's heart was into it, and I truly believe Perry Johnson. When I did an interview with him March 5th, just a week before you and I engaged in the primary back March 5th and 12th, Perry said on this show, Randy, I just want to give back to the people of Michigan. I have a wonderful life. I have all the money in the world. My kids are set up forever. He said, I'm doing this for the right reasons for the people of the state of Michigan. So, Ralph, give you 20 seconds. Wrap it up. What are you doing? Where are you going next?
We're going to be in Jackson, Michigan on Thursday evening at 5:00. Invite anybody who's listening to come to that, and they can hear more of my reasons why I'm behind Perry. I'm totally convinced that he's going to help us with our mission. He's behind us 100%.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Ralph. We appreciate the endorsement. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Randy. Appreciate you too.
On the hour news break of hour number 3, we'll be right back.